Bills Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
The Bills had a busy Monday as their newest quarterback, Tavares Jackson, arrived from Seattle via trade for an undisclosed draft choice. Jackson was at practice Monday afternoon and participated in individual position drills before becoming a spectator as he tried to soak up as much as he could watching 11-on-11 plays.
Right now I'm just trying to learn as much as possible, just trying to get familiar with everybody, just show my teammates that I'm here to, I'm here to work, so that's pretty much it, and I'm not looking too far ahead of it right now. I'm just trying to get ready just in case I play Thursday night or what. Just trying to learn as much as possible.
Bills head coach Chan Gailey, along with quarterbacks coach David Lee, spent one-on-one time with Jackson trying to quickly school him up on the basics of Buffalo's offensive system.
I spent an hour, a little over an hour with him as soon as he got through with all the stuff he had to get done today, the physical and all of that. I spent an hour, a little over an hour with him just going through the basic terminology of our system. And he seemed to understand where we were going with it. So we had him stand back there and do the scripts, read the plays, and try to get him to understand that. I think he's a quick learner, but we'll see.
It's different terminology, but most of the same concepts. So I just got to really erase all that stuff I had in my head the last 6 years and just try to learn this new system. It seems pretty fun. Just watching, Fitz the last couple of years, the way he's been playing, the way the offense has been doing. So, it's like a pretty good offense.
Though time is not on his side, with Buffalo's preseason finale coming quick on Thursday night in Detroit, the tentative plan is for him to see some action in the game.
We're going to see how fast he can learn. We're going to try to play him Thursday night, a few snaps, let him get in the huddle, get a feel for things, how we do it. I'd like for him to play if he can get enough in his system between now and then, which I think he can, just meeting with him the short time I met with him.
Gailey wouldn't rule out carrying four quarterbacks on his final 53-man roster, knowing Jackson might not be ready to step into a game if called upon in the event of an injury in weeks one or two of the regular season. But Jackson's former teammate in Minnesota, Spencer Johnson, believes Jackson can make some headway fast.
He can help us. He's a smart quarterback. And like you said, man, he did a great job when he was there. And I know he'll be good here. He's a, of course, elusive, man. He's a great athlete. He got a great arm. He's going to be a good addition to the team, man. He can make plays, extend the plays with his legs. And like I said, man, don't underestimate how far he can throw the ball on the zip that he has on it.
Notes from Monday's practice. Brian Scott was held out with an undisclosed injury, while Kyle Williams was limited with a sore wrist. Eric Pierce and Mark Anderson both ruled out for the preseason finale on Thursday in Detroit with groin injuries. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.